edition 6. So I'm sitting in this hotel room in Oldham. Now, there's some things that I'm sort of not entirely sure about. Firstly, the people seem really nice. They seem quite genuine. I've had quite an enjoyable evening on the whole, I suppose. It's been very good. I've been quite a nice experience. I mean, there was one thing, but I don't think it's really got anything to do with them. I think that's just my interpretation of things and what I particularly enjoy and what I don't enjoy. So the first part of it was there was some drama and some performances of what they call lived experience of people's real encounters with services that support them. And some of it, I mean, maybe I'm just desensitised to the whole thing. So, some of them, I can understand, would be quite harrowing. Whereas I just enjoyed, the sort of the honesty of it, really. The other side of it was they had some singing, which as it started off, they had singing and dancing. And I really enjoyed that, and it was nice. It's nice, vocal performance. But then it got into the audience participation. So they said, you have to get up and dance. Everybody gets up. And then they started to single out people and say, you've got to come and stand at the front. And then that's when I decided that ordinarily, I wouldn't leave a room and then go and sit in the quiet space and take time to myself and reflect. I don't know that I'd do that. I think maybe I should. And so I did on that occasion. So I just went outside, went and wrote some notes and then came back at the end and listened to one song. And I think I very much intend to be gracious to our hosts who have very kindly put all of this together. I kind of wonder, in light of how my own area is represented, I do, and how untogether my own area is, I wonder how performative this all is. But then having said that, I don't see that. I mean, I could be totally wrong. I think other places probably aren't quite as disjointed and dislocated as our area is, So anyway, that's enough about that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was it's really cold and windy and I don't have a coat. And my plan was to go and walk Edale tomorrow evening and watch the sunset, and I really don't think I have the clothes for it. This is bizarre because I don't normally do that kind of thing, and normally I'd be like, yeah, whatever, I'll be fine. But I actually don't think I'm going to be. I literally think that this is going to be a problem if I do this. So I've got a really lovely, I've got a picture, no, it's quite scenic, actually. I've just moved to the window space, which is why it might be a bit echoey. And I can see a mountain from where I am now. And the sun has just set, so it's west over it. so I suppose that's one of the advantages of this area. Again, completely ignorant to the north of England. I really am. So I had no idea that it was going to be this nice, this difficult and this windy. Totally underestimated the weather. I said probably because I think even the coldest of Cornwall environments, I've been like, yeah, whatever, I'm fine, and have been, whereas this is something else. This is something, makes me a little bit worried for next year, July, when I do the John O'Groats to Land's End ride. How am I going to cope with that? Because I'm going to be outdoors for 10 days. I mean, not that don't, but being outdoors for 10 days doesn't bother me, but it's just that travelling distance in the cold, constant wind. I mean, it's not like Land's End, is it? So, on the other side, the website is still going from strength to strength. I'm loving this. So now I've split it across two sites. So I've got the main site on Campaign, and then I've got the kind of annex extension, as it were, on the Pi. So, and it's letting my network is letting me do it. So now I've got to upload this file to the website because I haven't done that yet. Although saying that, when I actually got in from arriving and got into the hotel room, I made a video with the Raspberry Pi. I neglected to mention that I was using the Raspberry Pi for the main part of the video, and I did all of the editing on the Pi. On the tablet. And it's like this system is just, this setup is by far. I mean, you know, it's by far the best I've ever had. And it's really simple. So I'm really happy with it. So now I'm just going to upload and update.